deny the crooks jurisdiction over you, and destroy their power. Jan 01, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I get dozens and sometimes hundreds of letters, messages, emails, etc. from people wanting help with court problems, all in foreign courts that have no natural jurisdiction and no right to be here applying their law to our people. The root problem is that thanks to fraud and falsification of public records, our people have been registered as their people without anyone's knowledge or consent. This self-interested fraud on the part of governmental services corporations needs to be recognized for what it is and forthrightly rebutted. Deny them jurisdiction over you and you deny them any ability to proceed, regardless of the issue, be it foreclosure or child custody or driving without a license. You were born on the land of one of the American states. You are by birthright one of the free, sovereign and independent people of the United States and not an inhabitant, a British Crown subject merely residing here. Both these political statuses are clearly defined in the definitive treaty of peace known as the Treaty of Paris 1783, ending the Revolutionary War, Article 3. But within hours of your birth you were defrauded of your birthright when your mother was coerced into unknowingly registering your birth as a British Crown subject instead of one of the free, sovereign and independent people of the United States. This in turn creates the presumption that, like all British Crown subjects, you are merely here to provide essential governmental services, Constitution of 1789, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, and are obligated to obey their corporate statutory law. And that is how and why they presume against you and tax you and carry out all their crimes against you. How do you rebut this? You identify yourself as the living man or woman appearing in the flesh, one of the free, sovereign and independent people of the United States and not an inhabitant as defined by the definitive Treaty of Peace 1783, one of those owed essential governmental services under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the 1789 Constitution, guaranteed your right of expatriation by the Expatriation Act of 1868. The retention of your native political status by the Geneva Convention Protocols of 1949, Laws of War, Volume 2, Article 3, and the right of self-declaration guaranteed by the United Nations Universal Right of Self-Declaration. Then further inform the court that the essential government services you are owed do not include defrauding you, misadministering your estate, or mischaracterizing you as an inhabitant of the District of Columbia or any federal territory whatsoever. Then clearly state that you are the only one having any first-hand knowledge of your nature, intentions, motivations, will or any other matter of fact concerning you, and that every word dropping from your lips is to be understood by the court as a matter of fact, and all else that anyone may say is only immaterial hearsay and presumption. Then proceed to ream them brand new paper bungholes about whatever it is they are bothering you about. Taxes? You are exempt and any vessels in commerce operated in your name are tax prepaid. You are a priority creditor of the court, the banks and the corporations they employ, having the absolute right to offset anything you may owe them against all that they already owe you and properly demanding the benefit of your exemption. Child custody? Your biological children are your creation, accepted and supported by you, belonging only to you, and are not entrusted to anyone or anything else by you, and that is a matter of fact not subject to any fictitious claim or interpretation by the court. Foreclosure? You receive no loan and retain all security interest provided contingent on the receipt of a loan. You require the return of the promissory note and incomplete mortgage agreement paperwork. If anyone asks, reply that the promissory note is more than 9 months old, the transaction was never completed, no loan was received by you, and the whole process is void for fraud, including any presumption of a valid security interest. Any check received from the bank was merely a transfer of your own credit, and the bank cannot show any other source of funds for the transaction. Driving without a license? You were traveling for private purposes, and who can say otherwise? You are stating matters of fact known to you on a first-hand basis. All else is hearsay and presumption. And to all the above and more, you may add that the court's presumption of jurisdiction over you and your property are in violation of both the public law and the Constitution and will not be respected as anything but attempted personage and fraud against one of their priority creditors and benefactors. Get your backs up. Tell it like it is. Let the facts be plainly stated. Remember who you are and tell the court off. Be polite but ice cold and determined. What they are doing is a rude and unconscionable affront to you and a false claim being made against you and your property. Be appropriately outraged and hold your head high. Peer down at your miscreant employee sitting on that bench and demand to know who he thinks he is and what he thinks he is doing. The Treaty of Paris being referenced in this article is the final one known as the Definitive Treaty of Peace, Paris, 1783. Readers are urged to visit www.freasovereignandindependent.com for a full discussion of the related facts. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Rights website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Rights website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.